crude oil shipments by rail increased by more than 80% nationally last year, most of it coming from the Bakken oil fields of North Dakota. That crude is more flammable than other types of oil and has been shown to catch fire and explode when trains derail. More than 15 trains of Bakken oil move through some parts of the Northwest each week en route to refineries and terminals in Washington and Oregon. Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway transports the majority of the oil. The company regularly touts its commitment to safety. But a public radio investigation reveals some troubling patterns in the way BNSF Railway deals with whistleblowers, particularly those who voice concerns about safety. Correspondent Ashley Ahern reports.
Curtis Rookard doesn't look like the kind of guy who wants to pick a fight. He's soft-spoken yet strong, with a calm, unassuming way about him. He was a conductor for BNSF Railway for 6 years before he was dismissed in 2010.
I was doing my job like I was trained to do that day. I didn't know I was going to be in such a battle. And it's a battle for my life, for my family, you know, not just for my job.
On February 23rd, 2010, Rookard went to the rail yard in Blaine, Washington, ready to start lining up train cars and doing safety checks. One of the most important checks is called an air test. That's when a conductor or brakeman walks the length of a train to see if the air brakes on each car are properly set and functioning.
If you don't have brakes, the cars roll away from you. You don't have control of the train. You can crash into things.
47 people died last summer when air brakes on a train carrying Bakken oil from North Dakota were deactivated, allowing it to roll into a community in Quebec. That investigation is ongoing. Testing air brakes is standard operating procedure for Class 1 railroads, including BNSF. But on that day, Rookard's supervisor told him and his crew to hurry up and that the air brake test wasn't necessary.
It was really odd. We were like looking at each other going, can he be serious? What is going on here? Why would he even ask that? Yes, it does need to be tested. He goes, well, we'll talk about it later.
Instead of talking about it later, Rookard was dismissed. A replacement crew was brought on hours before his shift was supposed to be over. Rookard called the Federal Railroad Administration, which regulates railroads, and asked if he'd done anything wrong. The FRA said he was right to have conducted the air brake test, even though his supervisor told him not to. Later, the FRA conducted an investigation of the incident and fined BNSF Railway. The FRA declined to be interviewed for this story. BNSF Railway fired Curtis Rookard. The company claimed he failed to work efficiently and had not properly filled out his timesheet that day. Rookard and other current and former BNSF employees say management values speed over safety.
They get performance bonuses based upon velocity, and if they don't show those cars moving, they don't get those bonuses.
Curtis Rookard is not alone in his experience with BNSF Railway. EarthFix found three other pending cases where workers say they were fired for insisting that standard air brake testing procedures be followed. In more than a dozen interviews, current and former BNSF employees described an intimidating work culture that discouraged workers from reporting accidents, injuries, or safety concerns. Several spoke on condition of anonymity because they are afraid BNSF Railway will fire them for speaking out. BNSF Railway declined to be interviewed for this story. George Gavala was the head safety officer at the Federal Railroad Administration from 1997 until 2004 and has worked on rail safety issues for 37 years.
If employees are either intimidated or discouraged from fully implementing all the safety rules and procedures, it's going to impact on their own safety as well as on the public safety.
For example, say an employee is punished for taking the time to complete an air brake test. That employee may not insist on conducting that important safety procedure in the future. Railroad safety records have improved over the years, but some in the industry say there is more work to be done.
So there's this entire culture of blame and blame the messenger kind of situation. We've had situations where people have been fired because they continually did report safety violations.
That's Herb Krohn. He's a union representative for 2,000 rail workers in Washington state. Railroad worker fatigue is another issue that has dogged federal regulators for years. Railroad engineers and conductors have to be ready to report for duty on relatively short notice, and their schedules are often erratic, making it difficult to get adequate or regular sleep. Krohn says that means the people working on any given oil train rolling through Seattle may have been awake for 24 hours at a time, and that, combined with fewer workers per train, could be a recipe for disaster.
The history of the railroads in America has been one where things generally don't get corrected until people die. And that is frightening to me.
In an emailed statement, BNSF Railway says it conducts frequent operational tests and audits to make sure employees are working safely and in compliance with all company rules. The company also pointed to its formal policies prohibiting retaliation against whistleblowers. At a rail safety meeting held in Vancouver, Washington in March, BNSF spokeswoman Courtney Wallace told EarthFix the company is committed to worker safety.
We have a safety culture, so if an employee sees something that isn't right, whether that's at a supervisor level, someone below them, or at their level, they feel comfortable enough to say, stop, that is not the right approach. And so it doesn't matter, and so it all begins and ends with us.
Curtis Rookard is skeptical about BNSF Railway's commitment to safety. He believes that he was fired from his job as a conductor because he insisted that standard air brake tests be done, even though his supervisor said to skip the safety procedure. The Rookards live on a well-kept cul-de-sac in Snohomish, Washington. Curtis sits at his kitchen table with his wife, Kelly, when their two sons, Reese and Roman, come home from school.
All the boys are here.
The couple adopted the boys from Russia not long before Curtis lost his job.
Hi, babe. How's school?
Yeah.
Can I have a kiss?
Roman, who's 9, plops down next to his mom.
Prior to the BNSF incident, our world was pretty perfect. We were very, very happy. We finally got our kids, and it was a miracle that we got them, and we were very blessed.
And the Lord blessed us all.
Blessed you too, right?
Curtis Rookard has been in a legal battle with BNSF Railway for more than 4 years now, and things for his family have started to fall apart. He left for a while to work in the oil fields of North Dakota as a truck driver, but the pay wasn't as good as it was when he worked for BNSF. The family is now more than $100,000 behind on their mortgage payments. There's a fire in Kelly Rookard's eyes when she talks about the ongoing case. She says that BNSF Railway, which is controlled by billionaire Warren Buffett, is delaying justice and had no right to fire her husband.
Safety should come over money. And that's what I'd like to say to Warren Buffett. Wake up. Us little people, you can take everything from us, but you're not going to take away our pride and our dignity. He loved his job, and we loved his job too. And he would take those boys out to the train and teach them about the engines and let everybody see his kids. He thought, well, maybe one day one of these kids might want to follow in his footstep. But now that we go through this, I don't know. It's bittersweet, you know.
In September of last year, the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration ruled in favor of Curtis Rookard and ordered BNSF Railway to put him back to work. BNSF Railway appealed OSHA's ruling, as they've done with several other similar whistleblower cases. The Rookards' home is now in foreclosure, and the family could be forced to move within a month. Curtis Rookard's case won't go before a federal court until May of next year. I'm Ashley Ahern in Snohomish, Washington.
Correspondent Tony Schick also contributed to the reporting for this story.